Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Giving sadaqa discreetly. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man from the Banu Israel decided to give sadaqa quietly at night. He took it and placed it in a person's hand. In the morning, people started talking and saying, last night sadaqa was given to a thief. The man said, oh Allah, all praise be to you. I gave it to a thief. It could not have been given to a worse person. He decided to give sadaqah again the next night and put it in the hands of a woman. He might have thought that a woman would not be a thief. In the morning, the people were talking and saying that sadaqah was given to an evil woman last night. The man said, oh Allah, all praise be to you. I gave it to an evil woman. My wealth deserved worse than that. He decided to give sadaqah for a third time the next night and placed it in the hands of an unknown person. In the morning, the people were talking and saying, last night, sadaqah was given to a rich man. The man said, oh Allah, all praise be to you. I gave it to a thief. I gave it to an evil woman and I gave it to a rich man. He then had a dream in which he was told that his sadaqah had been accepted. It was given to a thief so that it might stop him from stealing. It was given to an evil woman so that she might make tawbah from her zina. And it was given to the rich man to teach him a lesson, so that he may also spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, following the example of the pious man who gave the sadaqah unnoticed. Note, in another hadith sharif, the story has been narrated differently. It may be a separate one as well. It may be a separate one, as there are, in fact, a number of similar incidents and stories, leaving no cause for confusion. If the other one relates to the same incident, then it clarifies and confirms the original story. Inshallah, we'll continue the discussion tomorrow. SubhanAllah.